With the arrival of spring in the Czech Republic, the tourist season is beginning to slowly reawaken, and with it a favorite Czech pastime, visiting the country's many castles with family and friends. In that spirit, today we visit the royal castle of Křivoklát, a most remarkable site with a history that stretches back to the 12th century. Found on a promontory of rolling hills overlooking deep woodlands, Křivoklát was a favorite of King Wenceslas IV. He used it primarily for leisure and sport, preferring it to his father's more famous, Karlštejn, located in the same region. Over the centuries, Křivoklát then served as bastion as well as prison. As fans of the esoteric will know, even famous English alchemist Edward Kelly was imprisoned there, breaking his leg in a botched escape. Certainly, Křivoklát never easily released its own. Their histories continue to pervade the site, going back hundreds of years. Our tour today, though, begins with a set of jangled keys. Keys belonging to Petr Tříska, a highly experienced guide who knows this castle inside and out. He's agreed to show me some of Křivoklát's famous rooms, and to tell me a bit about the castle's historic glory.
Welcome to the Křivoklát castle. If you would like to get in, we are ready, and the cold Gothic castle is ready also too.
Excellent. Now it's just a few steps to the second castle courtyard, and Petr Tříska begins telling me about the site. For instance, he explains it was originally not made of stone at all, but wood. Alas, the footprint of the original site lay elsewhere, and has never been found.
The origin of this castle is 1,000 years ago, but it was originally a wooden castle, and its position was somewhere in the forest. That's still unknown. That's one of the secrets of this place. The first stone castle was built in the 13th century during the rule of Přemysl Otakar II. Since that time it had been used as a summer seat of the royalty. Then the Luxembourgs were using this castle, but John the Blind was fighting somewhere in Europe. His son, Charles IV, was here closed in home arrest. His father was afraid of his son to be kidnapped by Czech nobility.
And that is one reason, perhaps, why Charles IV, the greatest of Bohemia's future kings, developed an aversion for Křivoklát at an early age, an aversion which may have inspired him to found another royal castle that bears his name when he became king, and that was called Karlštejn. Still, aversion felt by the father in this case was not shared by the son.
For Křivoklát castle, the reign of Wenceslas IV was the golden period, because he was a hunter, and all the leisure time of the king he spent here in this place or in Točník, and he was hunted in the surrounding deep forest, the wild boars, rams, stags, and other animals.
In this area, it's true, there is a very specific geography, very hilly area, very long shadows. You can almost see the stag leaping off the mount.
Yeah. Several kinds of nature. It's a natural reserve of Czech Republic. There was an ask of UNESCO to be one of the parts of natural treasures. So this area is so beautiful that everyone would like to spend here. I have been living here for 15 years and I love this country.
Křivoklát, with its massive ramparts many meters thick and high tower, dominates the local landscape, cut by a curving brook and a quiet little village below. Amazingly, when you take the train through the countryside, it deceptively disappears around the first bend. Lying well off the nearest larger waterway, the Berounka River, meant that Křivoklát was never attacked. Not even during the Hussite Wars, when Jan Žižka's army missed it completely on its way to sack Prague. The soldiers were probably better off for their mistake, though. Had they tried to take Křivoklát by force, they would have faced a formidable defense. But now, Ktivoklat's interior beckons on this sunny day. In a set of two official tours, visitors to the castle can view everything from original dungeons where unlucky prisoners were kept, dungeons now filled with mock-ups of original torture instruments, to tours of the tower, which include exhibits from the hunt, including a collection of poachers' guns designed as walking sticks. The most interesting to my mind, though, were the royal chapel and the great hall, both examples of exquisite Gothic interiors. We look into the chapel, where only royalty or nobility were allowed. There, there's a 15th-century altar of the Virgin Mary. She does not face forward, but to the right, where the Czech kings actually used to sit.
She is not looking to the center, she is looking to the right side, because there was sitting the king and his family. By sides in the chapel, there was sitting nobility, for simple people was no way in.
But even nobility were deemed sinners when they entered the chapel, as displayed by fascinating carvings of little homunculus beasts, evil bowing down before God. Finally, we leave you with one last impression of Ktivoklat Castle this day, just a final touch to whet your appetite, the Great Hall. By far the most exciting chamber in the castle overall, featuring exquisite Gothic ribbing and an atmosphere in which one could practically see kings receive their audiences centuries ago. A throne, restored remnants of frescoes on the wall, a Gothic wooden Madonna, testimony of royal lives gone past, lost in the dust now, but unforgotten in the halls of an exquisite castle, hidden in the forest and hills.
Now we are standing in the center of the castle royal hall, and it's the second largest late Gothic hall in Central Europe. If I was talking about the castle chapel, that's the pearl of the castle, this is the heart. And that's royal hall, there has to be throne, but not original one. They were replaced by this replica in a corner. In a corner was standing the throne only for audiences. It was psychology of the king, nothing new. You know, the manager is going with the backs to the light. Like the king here, it was not possible for the simple people or for the people coming to the royal court to see the face of the king. He was something more, not God, but he was not a normal man.
That was Petr Tříska ending that edition of Spotlight by